This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called his organization's Palestine Refugee Agency the backbone of Gaza aid on Wednesday after several countries suspended funding over Israeli claims 12 UNRWA staffers participated in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas October 7th attacks. UNRWA says it has promptly acted over the allegations. Russia and Ukraine exchanged about 200 prisoners of war each, the countries say, despite tensions stemming from last week's crash of a military transport plane that Moscow claimed was carrying Ukrainian POWs. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After the January 24 crash in Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine, some Russian officials had publicly questioned the possibility of future POW swaps. But the defense ministry now says the countries exchanged 195 POWs each. After the statement was released, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 207 Ukrainians were freed. There was no immediate explanation for the different figures. Zelensky said on X, formerly Twitter, "We remember each Ukrainian in captivity, both warriors and civilians. We must bring them all back. We're working on it." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Under Secretary of State Victoria Nuland was in Ukraine on Wednesday for talks amid growing uncertainty over U.S. economic and military assistance to Kyiv as the war with Russia approaches its third year.
"We continue to provide security support in all categories, including new investments and new weapon systems."
So far this year, Kyiv has not received any military or financial aid from the United States or the European Union.